Welcome back, Rock Movers. This is season 6, and it is all about the boys. We've got some amazing guests, so if you're ready, let's start moving some rocks. Welcome back, Rock Movers. Today's guest is someone that we're going to have some great conversations about women's health. And I want to welcome to the Rock Mover stage, Chris Toto. He's a primal health coach who specializes in helping women 35 to 60 with Hashimoto's overcome their autoimmune system symptoms with evolutionary science, diet, nutrition, and lifestyle interventions. He's created a master class. He has done the work and is also one of the few men who can say that they are a Hashimoto's person as well. I don't know what you call it, but Chris, let's dive right into the conversation because I know that there are hundreds of women that listen to this podcast who are struggling with health, weight, hair falling out, all the things that could be symptoms of Hashimoto's. But sometimes we just either we don't know how to advocate for ourselves or we don't have a doctor that will listen to us. What else can we do? And let's dive right into the conversation.
Sounds good. First off, thanks so much for having me on, Karen. I'm excited to be here and talk to your audience about Hashimoto's, women's health and wellness. As you said, I'm Chris Toto. I'm a primal health coach. I specialize in helping women with Hashimoto's overcome their autoimmune conditions, not their thyroid conditions, but their autoimmune conditions. And over the past 17 years, I've helped hundreds of women overcome chronic pain, exhaustion, physical limitations, so they could live the life they want to live, doing what they want to do. And over those years, I've created like the Hashimoto's solution, 12 weeks of get your symptoms, overcome them, get them resolved, and then set the stage for remission later on. I know there's plenty of women that listen to the Rock Movers podcast, and I bet you many of them are struggling with the same things I struggled with.
Yeah.
My doctors told me that my symptoms were all in my head. That they wanted to put me on anti-anxiety medication. I finally found a doctor that said, hey, here's thyroid medication. You're going to be on it for life. Your thyroid's going to get destroyed. There's nothing you can do about it. You'll probably get another autoimmune disease as well, but you'll live a full, long life. Meanwhile, I suffered for 10 years with chronic exhaustion. I had 8 major surgeries.
Good grief.
One time, I mean, when my barber told me you have to stop wearing hats because you're going bald, I just started crying right in front of him,
gosh.
Like just bawling.
Yeah.
And then when I first got diagnosed, after 10 years of not knowing what was going on with me, I turned 50. I thought I was going to be dead before 60. I was scared. I was worried. And no one could tell me what was going on with me. Wonderful doctor finally diagnosed me by doing the proper blood work. And he's the one that told me I'd be on the medication. He's an old school endocrinologist. But I didn't accept that. It took me 6 months to get my thyroid hormone levels kind of regulated. So I had some energy and that helped. But I was still 40 pounds overweight. I was still suffering from vertigo. I was still had bad mood swings and all that. And then I kind of discovered the Primal Path, Mark Sisson's book, Max Lugavere's The Genius Life. I followed masterclass. I studied a ton of stuff. And plus,
there's a ton of information out there. Sometimes it's almost too much information.
It can be.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I felt a little overwhelmed, but I had a secret kind of ace in the pocket up my sleeve. I was a massage therapist and personal trainer for 15 years. Mm. I'd been in the alternative health space for a while. So I went back on that, the anatomy, the physiology, the mindset work. Mm-hmm. And then I read about diet and lifestyle and nutrition. And I came to the epiphany that my lifestyle is what got me into this mess. But the realization as well is my lifestyle could get me out of it.
I love that. So why is Hashimoto's so hard for doctors to diagnose? I mean, it's not like it's something brand new that we haven't known about.
That's a great question.
Does it look differently in people? Because some of the symptoms you just mentioned, I hadn't heard of before, like vertigo. So does it just manifest differently in different people?
Every single person is different. There's so many different, there's anxiety, there's depression, there's chronic pain. There's the most common one across all the board is exhaustion, I would say. And trouble sleeping. And these, all these symptoms on their own can be thought of like with different diseases.
Right. Low hormones, all of those things, because that's
exactly
like
menopause
at the same time
for women, or andropause for men. But the doctors, they don't treat you as a whole. They only see you maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes at a time. And then they're gone. So they don't get to see you. They don't spend time with you.
Right.
And that's why it's kind of, they're not really taught chronic disease management. They're taught to pharmaceutical or to take a scalpel and knife to cut you open and operate, simple, effective, which is great if you break a bone, if you have a heart attack, but not so great if you're struggling day after day after day with symptoms and you can't get out of bed and you have no energy to even want to help yourself.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, I know I've gone through that with hormones, and I've always wondered, for me personally, you know, is this thyroid related issues? And you take the CBC and your numbers are normal, but you don't feel normal. Things still don't feel right. So what can someone do if they're listening to this? And the majority, probably 72% of our listeners are women over the age of 30. What can they do if they're struggling with some of these symptoms? Because I know you have a masterclass coming up. You've got some great resources. But what are things that we can begin to do to be sure? What tests do we need? What things do we need to do to begin to move those health rocks and really isolate and identify, is it Hashimoto's? Is it thyroid? Is it hormones? There's so many things in it. It could be diet, could be lack of exercise, could be stress.
Yes. So the...
And all of the above.
Exactly. And it usually is all of the above.
Yeah.
To know if you have Hashimoto's, you get the... There's some common blood tests. The TSH is what almost all doctors will give you, which is thyroid stimulating hormone. But you need to go a little deeper. You need to move the rock a little further up the hill. You have to get your TPO antibodies checked out. You need to get your thyroglobulin antibodies checked out. Then your T4 levels and your T3 levels, which are the two main thyroid hormones in the body. And then reverse T3. Those are the main ones. And then you want to go through and get your nutrients checked out. Are you low in vitamin D? Are your B vitamins kind of within range? And you kind of want to make sure that everything's towards the either the low range of the antibodies or the high range of your nutritional. Because if you're kind of low normal, you could still feel horrible and be normal.
And is there a standard what it should be for a certain age, or is that vary for person to person too?
They kind of messed that up when they came up with the ranges, because they included people who are really old, and your thyroid kind of functions worse and worse as you age, especially if you've eaten poorly your whole life. But that's how to test to see if you have it. But if you have symptoms, you should just think that you have it or you have something else going on. Mm-hmm. So, like, stop eating the standard American diet. Stop eating gluten, soy, dairy, processed foods, grains. I know it sounds like a lot, but concentrate on eating meat and vegetables and fish as your 80% to 100% of your diet. For women especially, watch what you put on your face. What's in your makeup? What's in your beauty products? What are you shampooing your hair? What are you cleaning your house with? What's in the water you're drinking? All of these can lead to triggers, either heavy metal, chemical, some kind of trigger that's making your immune system just go and go and go. Your immune system is great. It's helped us survive for millennia, but it likes to take a vacation every once in a while. And when you have an autoimmune condition, it's like overtime, overtime, overtime. It's like, I can't do it. I need a break. So it starts to get tired, worn out, and mistakes your body for foreign invaders.
Wow. So I've heard this about, like, our makeup, lotions that we put on. What is the biggest thing that impacts that? Is it just the petroleum? Is it?
I think it's the fact that there's so many chemicals. Like, I've seen studies where an average woman puts on like over 100 chemicals onto their body a day.
Wow.
Between skin creams, makeup, and then the exposure just to other. Mm-hmm. So that's like you're getting exposed to 200 chemicals a day.
Which are all foreign toxins to our body.
And anything that goes on your skin or you breathe goes straight to your liver. Or actually, it doesn't go straight to your liver. It goes straight to your organs and gets absorbed. So it doesn't go through the liver, so it can't get detoxed properly.
Okay.
So that's a big problem. Like, the skin is the biggest organ. Your skin and your digestive tract are the biggest organs per square foot in your body.
Yeah. And we're just dousing it with chemicals that are basically toxins and poisons for.
Yeah. And
then wonder why we don't feel good.
Exactly. And it's not your fault. It's not their fault. It's no one's fault. It's
just the lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. It's the marketing. It's your government.
Yeah.
They're telling you, everyone's like, oh, yes, this bleach is safe, or this food is, you get a box of something that says heart healthy and it's full of glycophosphate, folic acid, which is sprayed on all our crops, both of them. And then you keep eating that for a lifetime and it just builds up.
So where do we start to undo this tangled web that we've woven ourselves into to begin to change those habits and make new lifestyle changes? What do you see the best results with?
Taking one simple step at a time, trying to get 1% better a day, and start becoming your own advocate, your own health expert, sort per se. Listen to your body. See, when you eat a piece of pizza, see how you feel. When you watch the news, feel how that makes you feel. Do you get anxious and all uptight and you get like this? Or are you watching a cool program and you feel nice and relaxed?
Right.
Take measures and then just educate yourself about the diet, about food in general, and the amount of, and health in general. You're never taught that. This is the one thing you're stuck with. You're stuck with yourself.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. So you might as well learn how you work. Read books, listen to audio tapes, get on podcasts like this. Don't give your health to your doctor. They're too busy to care.
Yeah. In a world that we outsource everything, don't outsource your own self-care.
Yeah. You should never your self-care and your finances. Learn everything you can about that, because both of those lead to freedom. And you can, and then you have the life, you can live a full life. You can be your best self.
Okay, but if that's, you can't get, that's a mic drop moment right there. Like, don't outsource your self-care, your health, and your finances. Like,
I mean,
how much do we acquiesce that over to
everybody,
apps and other people, especially for women? I think, in some cases, if you're married, traditional, you know, the male does that. I came from a finance background and did financial services. My husband did some, but that's always been something that I just normally did. And I'm a perpetual learner. I love learning more and more and more. And the more I learn, the more rabbit holes open up and we continue to learn. And, you know, it's like, I feel like Alice in Wonderland. When I started coaching, it just opened up this whole other world of personal development. So I love all of this, and we could talk about this forever. But I want to really give our listeners something tangible that you see really valuable for things that they can do. And let's just start with stress. How can they today make one change to de-stress or manage stress? Because I think sometimes we're not even aware. So how do we, let's start there. How do we become aware that stress is something we need to manage, or it's become unmanageable in our life? What are signs of that?
That you can't let something go. That your mind keeps racing. You can't sleep. You wake up in the morning and you're really tired. Mm-hmm. And then when it's time to go to bed, you have plenty of energy and you can't go to sleep. That's all kind of signals that your adrenals and your cortisol levels are messed up. The simplest thing that I do with stress is just breathing techniques, like a 4x4 for an in count, and then hold for 4, mm-hmm. and then breathe out for 4, through the nose or through the mouth, whatever feels comfortable for you, hold for 4. It's called box breathing. And then come to the realization that everyone goes through stress.
Yeah.
And like I said before, listen to your body, listen to your mind. Like, the car cut me off and I'm raging. Okay. Yes, it sucks that you got cut off in traffic, but you're raging. So everyone's mm-hmm. going to get stressors. Stressors are part of life. It's how you, everyone can be act differently with their stressors and not
right,
let it
yeah.
affect
Here
you
we,
so much.
We continually say we have a choice. We can't control what happens, but we have a choice in how we react to it.
Exactly. And then journaling. Mm-hmm. I found very helpful meditating to a beat, like in the morning, a kind of uplifting, get you set for the mm-hmm. day. And then in the evening, kind of like rest, get your mind set and get your subconscious ready.
Yeah.
For good thoughts.
So I know I have some women that are watching this, and this is, I'll throw myself under the bus. This was probably me 15 years ago. I'm hearing you say all that, and I'm like, yeah, Chris, but you don't understand. I've got, you know, 3 kids to feed, and I'm working 8 to 10 hours a day. Come home, I've got all this. I'm literally running daylight to dark. I don't have time to do that. That's our greatest excuse for not taking care of ourselves as women, is I don't have time. And I say excuse, ladies, lovingly, because I've been there, done that, do that sometimes still. It's about prioritization. because we make time for other people. We make time for everybody else's emergencies. We make time for our kids when they tell us last minute they have something. We make time to cook. We make time for all of these things. But somehow, some way, we don't give ourselves permission to make time for us or to make ourselves a priority. And that's one of those reasons I even created Rock Movers, because I began to carry all of these heavy bags or heavy rocks in my bag that was just everybody else's stuff that I was just picking up and carrying and trying to fix. And I bore the burden of those things. And once I realized that it was my choice to carry that or not, I could begin to let stuff go. So I love that you started with mindset and, you know, all of those things. What can we do physically, one change that we can do physically today, or let's say they're listening to this and they can prepare for it and start tomorrow? Would it be diet? Would it be the things we put on our body? Would it be something else?
For stress, I'd say start walking. Start moving more. And as far as the time frame, I went through that same kind of mindset. But I always liken it to the expression, you have to put the mask on yourself first before you can help your neighbor in the airplane put their mask on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you're feeling run down, exhausted, stressed out, out of shape, how are you expecting to be the mom you can be? How are you expecting to be the employee or the boss you can be?
Right.
So you have to take time for your health and your mental well-being, and walking. I would say if you want to start anywhere tomorrow, walk. Park, as long as it's safe, park as far as you can away from the store and walk to the store or your office. Get up at lunchtime, take the stairs instead of the elevator for a few floors. And then take the elevator if you're in a big building, or walk around, move more, get a desk that you can stand up at or pedometer underneath your desk. Because there's such a correlation between physical movement and mental health and stress management. So that's the simplest way for
such
for
a
that.
Great. And that not only impacts our stress, but it also impacts our joints, inflammation, mobility. I would say for me, the two greatest physical changes that have helped me are stretching and moving. Because when I became, when I started working full-time at home during the pandemic, and was at my desk, it was really easy to just stay at my desk and stay stationary. And if I got, there's right here, a stand-up addition to my desk. It became something that I would just stand. I still wasn't moving. You know, it wasn't like I was on a treadmill doing that. So immobility became my biggest adversary, because my joints started hurting and my hips were hurting. And then you got all the other things that happen in life, women, you know what I'm talking about. And it was just the perfect storm.
I can imagine.
Couldn't even bend over to tie my shoes without, you know, like everything felt like tight. And it began to affect my feet and everything. So moving, just stretching and moving and getting my body in flow has been tremendous for my own personal well-being. And it just feels good. It just
does.
Feels amazing. And if you can get a massage, like that's a, yes, that is definitely a luxury. But ladies, if you can do that, absolutely get it done.
I'm a firm believer.
Gentlemen too.
Firm believer in massage therapy.
Yeah.
And
oh my
acupuncture
gosh.
And chiropractic.
Yes. All the
things. Self-care is important.
Yeah. So In the financial world, I came from a financial background. We talk about your home being your largest asset. Now I know that that's not true. Our bodies are our largest asset.
Well said. Well said. Definitely.
And, you know, it's your life, because if you're not here, nothing else that you're doing matters.
Yep.
You know, and in life insurance, they talk about your ability to earn income being your greatest asset. But really, it is your life, because you can recreate that job, you can recreate that business, but we can't recreate you. So if you're not taking care of you, if you're not moving those rocks out of your bags and lightening your load and taking care. So self-care is not selfish. It is the least selfish thing you can do, because you have more to give the world when you are your fullest version. And I talk about the, there's a scripture that says, you know, press down, running over. So we're supposed to give from this abundance of running over. We're not supposed to pour from an empty cup. And I think that's what you were alluding to or talking about, is we just give and we give and we give, and then we're pouring from this empty cup. So we're basically giving them fumes and dust, and we're not giving people our best.
Exactly.
And so, tell me a little bit about your masterclass, and if someone were to sign up for this, because it sounds like you have obviously personal knowledge, you've gone through this yourself, but you also teach this, you've come at it from all the different holistic directions. What can they expect in the masterclass?
It's a basic plan to overcome your Hashimoto's in a longer time frame than working with me, but you'll have all the actionable steps. I put some case studies in there to show how I've helped clients. Actually, I don't like to say how I've helped, how my clients have helped themselves overcome their symptoms and gone from exhaustion, so full of anxiety, they were scared to leave the house and wouldn't go on dates. To living their best lives, like really feeling healthy inside and out, and getting the most out of the precious time we have, and setting themselves up for a long health span.
Okay.
And then it talks.
So is it a group? Like, does everybody meet weekly in a group, or is it something that they go through kind of on their own pace?
The masterclass is a 45-minute masterclass. It's a free masterclass.
Oh, okay.
And then, I don't charge for it. I ask you to give me your email and your first name. Uh-huh. That's the exchange. As in my program, I either go one-on-one or group.
Okay.
And I have different varying levels. Like I have, if you want and you really need someone to hold your hand and teach you and cook for you, I'll come to your house for a week. That's like my executive high premium. Yeah. I don't live with you. I stay at a hotel. Let's get that straight. I'm not stalking you, but I'll show you how to cook. I'll show you I'll explain to you what's in your products. I'll go through your pantry.
And so then really kind of do a complete life reset.
Exactly. And I offer one-on-one virtual through Zoom or I'm developing, a group program as we speak.
Okay.
Which will roll out later this quarter.
I can see how that would be really valuable for others to just share the journey, you know, see that they're not alone in this. I think sometimes that's the island that we live on, is this is just happening to me.
Yeah,
and to have that support of other women going through this, doing this, you know, supporting each other, going through this together. I could see that would be tremendously valuable. We do it for business. Of course, it would make sense to do that for our health.
Exactly. And it's a no judgment zone. Like, you don't have to worry about the trolls on Reddit or getting banned from a group on Facebook because you say something controversial about what you're going through and what you're taking.
I think that's so important to have that safe space where we can be vulnerable and sometimes when we just express that we're going to see something and someone else can say, yeah, I've been there too, that just normalizes the struggle so then we can face it and deal with it and move on. Because when we leave things in the shadow and not face them and leave them in the dark, the shame that attaches to that keeps us from moving forward and releasing it. So what a great resource. So we'll put all of the links in here in the show notes, and they'll be able to connect with you. But what is your best way to be connected? Is it on social, email, website? What do you prefer?
The best way to reach out to me, because there's so many platforms and everything, it can get overwhelming for a contact creator or a coach. I stick with Instagram right now. It's at the Primal Italian. That's my handle. So look me up, follow me there. There's a link to my masterclass there. There's a link to book a call with me. I'm mostly successful with putting out daily content, tips and tricks, things that have helped me in my life, things I discover through my research and reading. So that's definitely the way to start.
So they can follow you, start getting some tips and tricks. And if they really feel led to connect, they can do that, do the masterclass. And the masterclass is coming what day?
The masterclass is out.
It's already out, so they can do it on their own.
It's recorded at the link. We'll have the link in the show notes right here. And ladies, if anything has resonated with you, go watch the masterclass. It'll help you on your healing journey. And I'd like, remember that no matter what your doctor said, no matter what your family members might have said, no matter what you think your genes are telling you, I'm telling you, you can heal. You can overcome Hashimoto's. You can overcome any health condition. It's not easy. It's hard work. It's dedication. But it's so worth it. It's so worth it to be healthy and not worrying about being sick.
I love it. Well, thank you for helping so many women move that rock. The rock of Hashimoto's, the rock of health concerns, and just what a blessing that is. And thank you for sharing your story and going through this first so that you can help others. Rock movers, you know, we always tell you there's going to be things that happen in life. You're going to go through things. You just don't have to go through them alone. You have people like Chris that can go through it with you, hold your hand, and give you some guidance, especially for those that are struggling with or concerned that they're struggling with Hashimoto's. So until next time, we'll just encourage you to keep moving those rocks. Wow, wasn't today's guest amazing? I hope that you enjoyed them as much as I did. And I hope that you got something super valuable. And I also want to know, what are you getting from this? What would you like to see? What are future episodes? Who do we need to be talking to? Who has some amazing rocks that they want to share? And that's by sharing, commenting, and subscribing to the Rock Movers, and then following me over on social media. We want to stay connected. We want to be a part of your world. And I want to invite you to be a part of mine. If you'd like to book a call, go a little bit deeper into some of these topics, you can find a link to book that call on CoachKarenGray.com. You're always invited to join me there, and I can't wait to dive into deeper conversations with you. That's my way of giving back and saying thank you for being a part of our rock moving community. Until the next episode, or until we jump on the call, have a great day and keep moving those rocks.